يبقى مثلا مسكتين
من الشدة الثغاش برو دغاش برو دف ممالف دغاش برو is going on the Gemara عمر شمويل هوترو ونسرو وخزرو وهوترو تخزر لتيرو ريشا היבום עוד אבו זמותר when she became also she became a chisisha and then she became ois also the wife died hutro she was a yevoma she became a chisisha he married a sister v'chazro v'hutro hutro v'nesro v'chazro v'hutro tachzor le'teiro arisha that's in the Gemara zog the rash v'pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't mean that the yibum comes back pashas when you see the Gemara of hutro v'nesro v'tachzor Chazra v'hutra, tachzor le'teira rishon, you assume that the pshat is hutra v'nesra, and now it's chazra v'hutra, tachzor le'teira rishon means she biter becomes a yevama. She was muter le'ibu, she became asu le'ibu, now she's muter again le'ibu, tachzor le'teira rishon. This is the pashtas, when you see the Gemara, this is what you think is the pashtas of Gemara. Zog the Rashbo, it's not the pshat. Because the yibum, after the yibum goes off, the yibum will never come back. Because it's nishken darke noyam. She was kukul yibum, she's not, now she needs to do it again. This is nishken darke noyam. This is the chiddush of the Rashba, we'll be using him later in the sugis of darke noyam, that the yibum doesn't come back. Behutra v'nesra v'chosra v'utra tachzor le'teiro rishon, pashas, when you read the Gemara, you mean that she comes back to be a yevama. Zog the Rashba name, the gener of hutra v'nesra v'chosra v'utra tachzor le'teiro rishon, abadadashis, the heter doesn't come back, the mitzvah yibum doesn't come back. Zog the Rashba, if the mitzvah Yibum doesn't come back, so what's the pshat tachzor le'teiro rishay? Zog the Rashba, you know what is the pshat tachzor le'teiro rishay? The pshat is that the Ishesach doesn't come back. Right? Mitzvah Yibum, after the mitzvah Yibum goes away, it doesn't come back. So nishken darken noyam, that she will have to do Yibum again. But the pshat is, she had a heter Yibum, and now she became also Achis Isha, the Isra goes off, she stays with the heter. Avad is no mitzvah Yibum, she stays, does Nishkin Chisaron and Darken Noyam, that she's Mutar, because she could do what she wants now. If she will have to be a Yevama again, does Nishkin Darken Noyam, that she will have to be a Yevama again. She's not a Yevama again. But the heter blind. It's like the Rashbos, I'm saying Chidushim, that if Isha had a heter Yibum, and this heter Yibum stopped, and now, again, she has a heter, in the Hanami, she doesn't have a mitzvah yibum, but the Ishesach doesn't come back. Why? Because the Ishesach, it fell b'shas nefila, the Ishesach doesn't come back. Zog the Rashba minoa minala. From where I said such a chidush, that the Ishesach that disappears, the Ishesach never comes back. Zog the Rashba, mefurish esugi, and you eat dafyut. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you do chalitza to one of them, and all of them stay muter, and no one has a yisur Ishesach. Only a lavav lo yivne. What happened to the Ishesach? The Teretz is, while B'shas Nefile was a heter of Ishesach, the Ishesach doesn't come back. So from here I took a Yisai. So Einach Nami, here the Gemara is talking about Chalitza, but even without Chalitza, Zag Berashmo, I'm saying a Yisai. What is my Yisai, Zag Berashmo? My Yisai is, that if you have a heter Yibum, and then she loses the heter, then she becomes Asur, even if after it, if the Isur goes off, the Ishesach doesn't come back, und das ist unsere Gemorre, for if you do chalitza to one of them, the Ishesach goes off from all of them, and the Ishesach never comes back. Also ist auch der Rashba. This chelik in der Rashba ist Pasha. So, במילה, זוג in der Achroinim, if the Rashba by us never spoke it out, it's only there, steht in der Rashba, that what is the Pshat in Rabbi Yechonon? As Rabbi Yechonon says, בין הו, בין האחים, בין על הצורו, בין על החלוצו, it's only love and not a chorus. Why is no chorus? Zog the Rashba no shaykh to the Chalitza. While the Ishesach goes off, it never comes back. Because the Rashba stole the zu to the case of Vutro ben Esro. There's no shaykh to the Chalitza. The Rashba says, the Ishesach goes off, it never comes back. So the Shaila is, if this is the lomnus of Rabbi Yechonon, that B'shas Nefila, the Ishesach goes off and it never comes back, so why the Gemara by us has to add words by Rabbi Yechonon, Shlichusayu de Achim Ko'avdi? You told me now that Memalef, a Yevama that has a heter, even if she loses it, Teishasach doesn't come back. So Memela, all of them were Yevamas, Teishasach doesn't come back. Why Rabbi Yechon by us had to finish and add a line that Shlichusai Yudah Achin Ko Avdi? Why you have to add this line of Shlichusai Yudah Achin Ko Avdi? This is the Ore, but the Achronim has. So, Zogin the Achronim, Rebbe Elchanan, Rebbe Nochem, that the reason you have to come to Shlichusai Yudah is for the Loivne. Why all of them will have a Yisur Loivne? Why all of them will have a Yisur Loivne? The reason all of them will have a Yisur Loivne is because Shlichusai Yudah Ko Avdi. Val Shlichusai Yudah Ko Avdi, B'mele, all of them have a Yisur Loivne. Bring down from the Rash and the Raivet, so the Hainu, Be'etzim the Yishasach disappears, because it disappears. Because B'shas Nefila is no more Yishasach. Why Rabbi Yechon has to come to Shlichusai Yudah to explain, why is it all Loivne? And we said yesterday, this Lashon HaGemara is half level fella lifi them, half level fella. So my time with Rabbi Yochanan, the Ibaya Haicholitz, Ibaya Haicholitz, Ibaya Haicholitz, the hashto take all the chorus goes off, it never comes back. Ein shtikl. So the Shlokish, so Rabbi Yochanan weiter, Iyush l'chusicha da'achim ko'avdi, Iyush l'chusicha da'avdi, Tzorek ko'avdi, v'melis, it's all a yiv. Yeah, this is Lashon HaGemara, fault, the shtikl remozim, yeah. But you have to know the shtikl teira to read the Gemara. But the Gemara Kilo says first, and the chorus goes off of everyone. First shtickle. Mele, why is it lo yivne on everyone? Because shlichusai da achim koavdi. It's much more gishmak from the Rashi that the Gemara separated. Not like the Gemara is missing epis, but it's a gishmak. Kut Rabbi Elchanan and says, okay, we have a pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. But Rish Lakish never explained yet. What's had Rish Lakish? If the Shesach goes off of all of them, how the Shesach came back? Zog Rebbe Elchanan and the Imre Moshe, Rebbe Elchanan Simon Dalet Oistes. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, the Pshat of Rish Lakish is, Rish Lakish also is masking to the same Shtikl Teira that the Shesach goes off, Me'elov, even if it's no Chalitze, and Chutz from that, it's the Loivne, Duch the Chalitze. So why Rebbe Yechon Rish Lakish holds only she's not Bekoris, and everyone else is Bekoris? What is that on it? The Teretz is, Zog Rebbe Elchanan, the Pshat is Azeh. Rish Lakish holds that the one that you do Chalitze is Mizbar Lemafreya, that she's the only one that she's the Yevama. The Zikr was only to her. It's Galim Misa, Tigalim Misa Lemafreya, that she's the Yevama. So now Tigalim Misa Lemafreya, that she's the Yevama, and only she's the Yevama. So only she's the one that had to happen. So that's the Machlekes. Everyone holds that Shisach goes off Me'elov. And the second chiddush is that if you do chalitza, you have a leivne. No, Rish Lakish holds lemafreya is only one yevama. So if it's only one yevama, shebemele that only yevama, the Yishasach goes off, and really she's the only one that has a leivne. Rabbi Yechonon holds all of them are yevamas. If all of them are yevamas, so all of them have a leivne, don't have the Yishasach, and mele doesn't come. Bemele, legabi the chalitza, all of them as shechusayu have a leivne. This is the source of the Shmaise when we spoke out. And after that we mentioned that Rebbe Ochber gefregt Akashe, so Rish Lakish, if someone asks us my time with the Rish Lakish, I hold, also like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yishasach goes off, just lemafreya, val yidid chalitza to this one, so she's the only one. And when you read the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, my time with the Rish Lakish, the Omar Kro, kevan shel ribono, shuv lo yivne. Dosin nish de noise. Even behutro v'nesro, if she will become a erve, the Yishasach will not come back. My time in the Rish Lakish that is not chorus, because B'shas Nefilah is mutar, and Shesach never comes back. And Shesach never comes back. Why is the Leivne? Because the Leivne. Why the Gemara starts? Like Rabbi Yechanan speaks to the Zach. Iboy Haicholitz, Iboy Haicholitz, B'melis, and Ishtok in chorus. So Rish Lakish had to explain why one of them doesn't have chorus. And not to go to the Leivne. And because that Rebbe Ochber wanted to say, that Einu Chanami Azevi to Bismeir, that Rish Lakish holds Akrashi V'teisis Amais and Nituk, that Shesach doesn't go off Me'ilov, like Rashi and Tesis and the Ritva in Holy Vomas, the Yishasach is dear. Only Val Hashem made a Parshas Nituk. Val HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Parshas Nituk. So the Nituk is Benatek Mikoros Lelav. Mashiach and Rabbi Yechonon is Cholek and Machlekes. Rashi and Tesis mid Rashbo, be Machlekes Rish Lakish mid Rabbi Yechonon. This is the way Rabbi Ochber wants to stall it. And we mentioned already that Rabbi Ochber's Pshat is very Shver. First, it's Mod Nezach, that's not Zayin Machlekes, it's not Mashma in the whole Sugya. He said the Rashba himself in that Memdalet says Klora Libid Rish Lakish that the Yishasach goes off and Mele doesn't come back. Not only Alibid Rabbi Yechanan, he says it Klora Libid Rish Lakish. And also in the Rambam we said the Rambam holds that there's no love bichlal, but afilo Ochi the Rambam holds that it's muta. Mele we said the Hezbo for Rebbe Ochber is a doichak. So, Ayoitze, I don't have to go into the whole Masur Matan. We're not learning like Reb Ochber. We're not learning like Reb Ochber, so we're going back to our first Kasha and the Rashba is, and Rabbi Yochanan, it's very nice. Very Gishmak. The Shesach goes off Me'elo, no Shaykh is the Chalitze, even Behutra Venesro, the Shesach doesn't go back. Shitas HaRashbo is the Lekah Tesis. Tesis and Rashi learn, the Shesach is there, it's Mutal HaMitzvah, so the Mitzvah finishes, the Shesach is here. The Rashbo learns, Kevon the Shesach went off, it never comes back. Chutz from that is a lo Yivne, the Shai learns, so what is Rish Lokish? So you're right, Rish Lokish on the Mafreah is only one. It's not the words of Rish Lokish. It's not the words of Rish Lokish. This was the first Kasha we asked. If we're not going with the Boruch Bel Staretz, so we have a Kasha. This was the first Kasha we shtelled Betz and Yom Chamish. Yesterday. I'm sorry. This is Ein Shai. The second Shaila was that the Loshon HaRashbo in Daf Mem Daled, when the Rashbo mentions in Rish Lakish, the Rashbo doesn't say klar this word. The Rashbo says that was had Rish Lakish. So when the Rashbo brings out Rish Lakish, he doesn't speak it out klar enough. He just says Rish Lakish holds while he did Chalitza to one. Kevon sheken mukminu lo adino kiilu lo yhutro vehabe leishas ach shaloi bemokim mitzvah. The tzores ha shaloi bemokim mitzvah. Aval achalutza bemokim mitzvah veporach isu reishas ach legamri misvore. Not like the Baruch Ba. Porach reishas ach legamri misvore. If the long decision is the mafreya, you have to say, Rish Lakish holds the mafreya, she's the Yevama, melech pokah for more and didn't pokah for someone else. The Rashba doesn't say the words of the mafreya, he's not masbir. So again, we have a problem if the lomdus of Rabbi Elchanan is first the Lashon of Rish Lakish is not a Gishmak Lashon. And the second problem, in Lashon HaRashba, it's also not Mashma exactly Lemafreya. This is two kashas, insult. The second kasha, the third kasha is, that we're already asking in Gantz Yevomis, and Rabbi Elchanan and Apor Mol, already bleibt so here in this kasha. The Gemara says, and Dafches, and the Gemara later on, the Gemara says a pasuk, Belamed shemigarsha begetu machzira. That a person could take his yevama, divorce her, and take her back. Velekocha loy leisha is the extra word leisha. Kevin shelekocha nasis ki ishte lecholdobo. Belamed shemigarsha begetu machzira. And the shaila is why you need a pasuk shemelamed shemigarsha begetu machzira. So Rashi explains it afches very pashut. You finish the mitzvah, the ishizach comes back. So I need a pasuk that you're right, but while I was the one that made a yibum, she's like my wife, and b'meila the heter stays for Abik, forever. Say that. But if the Rashba, even if she becomes the erve, the ishesach will never come back. So why I need a pasuk melamed shemegar shemegetu machziro? This is Rabbi Elchanan's kasha alamol and siman aleph and siman ches. And b'chol b'leim shver. If the Rashba learns that b'shas tefil ishesach shein lebonim is muter and is no isur. How we need a pasuk melamed shemegar shem. If he Rashi in teisa gishmak, even be a shnir teisa doesn't want to be matir. But after divorce, for sure the ishesach has to come back. But if he the Rashba, it doesn't make sense. This was the third kasha we asked, and the fourth kasha we asked of Chaim Moisel Frek. The Rashba is a very gishmak Rashba. He goes and daf memalef. As the Gemara hutro v'nesro v'chozro v'hutro tachzo le'teiro rishon. So the Rashba no. The mitzvah doesn't come back. So why she's muter? Tachzo the ishesach went off. The ishesach went off. It doesn't come back. You're right. There's no mitzvah. He was masbir Shmuel, Shmuel, very gishmak. Why Hutro v'Nesro? Shulik, it's Rav. Why Hutro v'Nesro is Muta? What? Has to be Rav in the Cheshbon. I'll see in a second. So he's Rav very Gishmak. Why Hutro v'Nesra v'chosro v'hutro tachzor le'teiro rishon. The Shesach is not here anymore. But if he's Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that Hutro v'Nesra is also. If Shmuel holds Hutro v'Nesra is also. Why it's also? But the Shesach went off. I got to say in the Pshat, the Rashbon starts. L'chu is no more mitzvah, so why she's muter? The Ishesach goes off. Before she Rabbi Yechanan daf yud. But Shmuel holds, Hutro v'Nesro, loy tachzor le'teiro rishon. Why loy tachzor le'teiro rishon? What happened to the Ishesach? Why loy tachzor le'teiro rishon? What happened to the Ishesach? So the Haimezer says, no, Shmuel will learn like Rish Lakish. And it's not so Shmuel because in that memo with Beis, Shmuel holds like as a Rish Lakish. Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish. Yeah, but Zadrich. So the mail is not about Sishver. The Rashi is saying a pshat that the Yishisach doesn't come back. It's very nice of one man the Omar that Hutro and Esra Tazra Leteir HaRishon because the Yishisach disappeared. But the second man the Omar is not Tazra Leteir HaRishon. So what do you do with the second man the Omar? And it's the fifth kashe. It's the fifth kashe. And this I think is a starker kashe from all the kashes. The Fidei Rashi, what Rabbi Yechonon came to say? Rabbi Yechonon came to say that the Yishisach disappeared. The Mele everyone is mutter. B'shas Nefile is no more Yishisach. This is the word. B'shas Nefile is no more Yishisach. That's the word of Rabbi Yechonon. Chutz from that, why is Eloyivne Shlichosai? So when you want to say these words, how Rabbi Yechonon? Let me send the Lashon for Rabbi Yechonon. Meike mide de mi kore boye hay kholitz ni boye hay kholitz i boye le hay kholitz ni boye le hay kholitz ve hashta koya lo bekoras. What do you mean to say? The Yishisach disappeared right away. I would write the Lashon different. Meike mida de mikori boye hay meyabem. Vi boye hay meyabem. Vi boye le hay meyabem. Vi boye le hay meyabem. Ve hashta koya le bekoras. Do I see that the Yishisach went off? And the words, Vi boye le hay cholitz, I see the Yishisach went off? Maybe the Yishisach is there. Maybe the Yishisach is there. Chave Eser have Yishisach and they have Chalitza. Where I see that the Yishisach went off? But everyone could do Yibum in the beginning, so it says that the Yishisach went off for everyone. So the Lashon had to be, Me'ike minu de mi'ikor, Yiboye hai me'yabem, V'yiboye hai me'yabem. Yiboye lehai me'yabem, V'yiboye lehai me'yabem. Why the Gemara is saying the Lashon, Yiboye lehai cholitz, V'yiboye lehai cholitz? That's not the right Lashon. So take the Rif and Acholetz has a different girsa. Yiboye lehai me'yabem. And if you see good in the Rashma that Mem Aleph could be had a different girsa. Because when he brings the Gemara, he says, V'ochi Omar Rabbi Yechonon Le'el. Me'ike midi de me'ikor hutro loy ve'ashto koya lo be'isur ha'ishasach. Maybe he had a different girsa, I'm not sure. Me'ike midi de me'ikor hutro loy ve'ashto koya lo be'ishasach. So state the epis aloshen. Me'ike midi de me'ikor hutro loy ve'ashto koya lo be'ishasach. But if we have our girsa, so the lashon is nishtas egishmak. These are the kashas. Mikoyach dem, midavzog in a andere vort. The Ruach HaDvorim, Reb Nochem already says, we're saying kimat as evi Reb Nochem, just a bissel anders, that will make the shtickle more klar, like gabi andere sachen, Reb Nochem doesn't answer exactly. The vort is one vort. Sinishtoa zarash vada de ishisach doesn't come back. But Rebbe Elchanan Taki filled in the whole Kibbutz Ha'oros is Giboit. Every time, maybe 20 times, as the Rashi was mentioned, that the Yishisach goes off and never comes back, in Ishto HaZazach. What is our Mokar? Melamed Shemegarsha Begetu Machziro. You need a Pasuk that you could take her back. Without a Pasuk, the Yishisach comes back. Why? Because the Torah says when she's not a Yevom anymore, the Yishisach comes back. The Yishisach is Mutar LeYibum. When you finish Yibum, the Yishisach comes back. There's no shaila about it. When you finish Yibum, the Yishisach comes back. That's the Hershte Klal. You finish Yibum, the Yishisach is back. This is the reason you need a Pasuk. This is the reason Shmuel holds, if she becomes a Erve, Oysa Yivama, the Yishisach comes back. So what is the Pshat in our Sugya? What is the Pshat in the Rashba? The Talmud says, Zog the Rashba, state in our Sugya, only when she becomes Ois Yivama, the Yishisach comes back. Oh, but when she makes a chalitze, she's not a ois yevama. Faken, she is a yevama. So how it works? So give me no chamazay. When I do chalitze to one of them, the gather is, I do chalitze to her, and the rest become potu. So the rest are ois yevamas. So the loshen harashba b'daf memdalen. Ki ilu shalei b'mokim mitzvah. Mikan v'la'abo, not l'mafreya. At the beginning, all of them are yevamas, and all of them have a heter eishasach. I do chalitza to one, all of them become ois yevamas. The Yishisach comes back to them. Chutz from the chalutza, that she's in the parsha yet. Fakat, she is a yevama. She did a chalitza. She's tied into the story. Rabbi Yechonon holds, shlichusayu koyavdi. B'meile kilu everyone does chalitza. B'meile everyone is tied into the picture. So nochamol, when there's no tied into the picture, avada the Yishisach comes back. By Yosef in Rishlokish, my time in Rishlokish, v'chsim Layivne. And Layivne stayed that she's tied into the parsha. We say it in the second half. Aber stayed that she's a parsha's in the parsha. B'mele her Eishas Ach doesn't come back. The rest, a part of the parsha. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Layivne goes on all of them. B'mele they tied all of them into the parsha. So tell me every time also Hutro Venesro. I'm sorry, Melamed Shemegar Shemegetu Machziro. Why I need a pasuk? She's already tied into the parsha. She did a yibu. The Torah says when she does the yibu, when she gets divorced, this is it. And Lo Yivne, she's tied into the parsha, but she never finished the parsha. Why? Fakel, Hashem says don't build more. Then Vayisnei, she's in the, you could build, but don't build. The Lo Yivne ties her into the parsha. That Rabban Sefer Mizus explains what. I mean, we'll get to that. When you have a Lo Yivne, we'll sit down and since it's dvorim muchochim, when I make a leivne, what is the leivne? The Rambam explains only shaykh when you do a chalitza to a lady, and be'etzim you could have done yibum, just you're not doing yibum to her. Kevin shelebano shuv leivne. So this means that she's in the parsha. Just don't build her more. Kevin shelebano leave her like she is. This makes her that she's in the parsha. So she has yad Hashem yevama. Alamash before you divorce yad yevama, be a shniya. She's a yevama. And the minute that you divorce her, finish. You did a yibum and you divorced her. Finish. She's aisa yevama. If she's oyster yevama, the man is sarkedaitoch. The day she sach comes back. It's exactly the cause of the day she sach doesn't come back. And so the man comes and says, one yisoid, one pashto yisoid. Be'etem day she sach when the yibum finishes, it comes back. Melamed shemigash shemigetem machziro, it comes back. If it's the erve lefi Shmuel, day she sach comes back. Oyster yevama. She's a mufken ganzen from the parsha. She's a mufken ganzen from the parsha. When you do chalitza to one, zog the Rosh and Rashba Mendalet, the shal ki ilu shalem mokim mitzvah. Now they potu. So they're out of the parsha. Masha'en can cheer herself. Fakal migima chalitza. She's half in the parsha. The minute her ish is out, doesn't come back. Zog Rabbi Yechon, ich zog shlichu sayu. Everyone ki ilu has a layivne. If everyone has a layivne, does the hemshach of Rabbi Yechon, the minute everyone is in the parsha. But no one has a ish is out. Dvorim shuti. B'meile, it's not a mafreya, it's mekav lehabel. Everyone has a heter ishesach miyad. Everyone has a heter ishesach. The ishesach only finishes when you mufken ganzen from the parsha. B'meile, Rav holds, Erev is mufken, Shmuel holds, Shmuel holds, mufken ganzen from the parsha. Rav holds, Val, it's Erev al-Achar mefile, it's no afkoye, me'etzem adroshim from the parsha. B'meile, in echnami, she blives a yevomo. B'meile, the ishesach blives. But when it's afkoim, it's ois yivom and gansen, like shaloi b'moikim mitzvah after the chalitza, the Rashman never said mandalit l'mafreya. Mele, she's moved to the parsha. This is the Avonas HaDvorim, b'mele, ala shal esam yushev. Ala shal esam yushev. My time in the Rish Lodish, d'chsim lo yivne. B'mele, she's in the parsha. B'mele, she doesn't have a chorus. This is Loshon HaRashman mandalit. B'mele, you need a posuk. B'mele, the Loshon of the Rashman is givaldik. The Loshon of Rabbi Yechanan. He wants to prove that all of them are in the parsha. What he would say? The Mikori boy haime yabim v'boy haime yabim. I know that in the beginning everyone has a heter ishesach. He says Mikori boy chalitz v'boy hay chalitz. Sal koch the chalitz is for everyone. The male of the chalitz doesn't come back. He had to use the lashon v'boy hay chalitz v'boy hay chalitz. He's not trying to prove that if the ishesach went off one, the ishesach will never come back. This is not the point of Rabbi Yochanan. The point of Rabbi Yochanan is to say that everyone is in the parsha of chalitz. This is Yisayin HaDvorim Be'etzem, as a sefer Michtam LeDavid, for Rabbi David Kohen, Simon Yud Gimel, this is Be'etzem, the whole shtickle there, he's masked with very claw. He brings a raya niflo from a mefurish and marshal and gittin daf pei. If you hear this raya, it's a raya she'eno leot shuva. As a rashi and gittin daf pei umut beis, I think. A person has a yevama and he did chalitza to the yevama. A person did a chalitza to a yevama. Say it. Now, after he did chalitza, she went and she got married. She's allowed to get married. Now that person divorced her. And the first person decides to make a bia now. Is he allowed to do a bia or not? Again, you make a chalitza to a yevama, then she decides to get married to someone. She's allowed to. So she gets married, then she gets divorced. Now the brother that did chalitza wants to marry now. Is he allowed to marry or not? What a veira he has if he marries her. What? Whatever. What? Leave? What is Ishesach? What? That's it. So ask someone. I did chalitza to a lady, it's only Leave. Sai Rabbi Yechon and Sai Rish Lakish, to herself, is Leave.
Tenef, I left her. So she went to marry someone. Now he divorced her. Now I want to take him. Allowed her or not?
Zot Rashi, not allowed to. Stocha lo yivne. Freg de mar shalem gittin lo yivne. Eish esach. Eish esach. Zot de mar sho, eish esach. Shait in the Gemara, Yivam is afiyud. If you do chalitza, to the chalutza, sayle Rabbi Yechanan, sayle Rish Lokish, the eish esach doesn't come back. The eish esach doesn't come back. Sayle Rabbi Yechanan, sayle Rish Lokish, the eish esach doesn't come back. So how the Marshal wanted that the Eish HaSach will come back? No, a person was choylet and someone else married her. And then he wants to marry her again. Zog de Rashi, it's nochal yivne. Freg de Marshal, Eish HaSach, erbe de reise. Ein kiddush in toifsim bo. Zog de Marshal, Eish HaSach? Rabbi Yechon Rishlok is a mask, and the chalut is only alav. The Teretz is, if you know, we said now, it's givaldik. The Marshal learns, you're right, that is a lot. Why the Ishisach doesn't come back? Because she has a Shem Yavama shtickle. But after someone else marries her, she becomes a Ishisi, she's no more Shem Yavama. If she's not a Yavama anymore, the Ishisach comes back. Rashi l'shitosu, that learns that it's a nituk. Say, there's a nituk, fartik, be'etzem, every time the Ishisach has to come back. The Lo'iv Nekon breaks the Ishisach, Shalom al Yisrael. No, Shalom al Yisrael, Shalom al Yisrael. It's no Ishisach, l'fi Rashi. It's a nituk. But l'fi the Rashi, it's no nituk. What did the pshat? The lo yivne. The lo yivne zog. My time in the Rishlokish, dichsiv lo yivne. The lo yivne leaves it to be in the heter. Lo yivne leaves it in the parsha. What? Same brother. I'm not. In the Marsha Orech, and Gittin, as a discussion. You're asking a good kasha? We'll have time, we'll get to it. Aber azay shteyt in marsha. Azay shteyt in marsha. Azay shteyt in marsha. Lo migein na to shita saramba. Sedo shita saramba. Ana stu khalok im dera. Zvon khalek in dera ma navis in dera. The second of all, we see the Maise, everything that we spoke, we see also in the Rambam, of a Shener Eifu. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Milchis Chalitze Aloche Yud Beis, the Rambam Paskin Zazay. Paskin Rabbi Yechanan, V'chen Acholetz Liyevimtoi Nesro Achalutzo, Hi V'chol Tzoroseo Al Acholetz Al Shara Achim, Kulom Asurois Aleyem Midivrei Soifrim, Keshnias, Shnias V'zarayis V'Rabonon, Shemeachar Shemeisochi Beloivlad, Nistalek Erve Me'al Kol Noshov, לפיכך תויפסי במקידושים כשניאס. So the Rambam holds that Sakarai is the Rabbono, אסורי מדיברי סויפרי. כולם אסורי מדיברי סויפרי. So state in Rambam clause that לא יבנה is not the Raisa, לא יבנה is מדיברי סויפרי. This is the Pashas Rambam. ניסו the Rabbono. I the Gemara says, חי ולאבי, לאו דווקא. The Gemara means the Rabbono. If the Gemara learns the Rabbono, זוגן עלי אחרוינים, so you can learn like Rashi tastes in the Ritva that the Loivne is a Gilui in the Pasuk that the Ishisach goes off. It's no Pasuk. The Rambam learns that the Gemara is Lav Davke. Loivne is Lav Davke. It's Divrei Soifrim. It's no Lav of Loivne. So what takes off the Ishisach? Rashi and Tastes learn what takes off the Ishisach is Exeris Akosuk. It's only a Lav and not a Chorus. If you learn as in Ishto as a Pasuk, so you can learn like Rashi Ritva in the Tastes. You have to learn like the Rashbo that the Ishisach goes off Me'elov. Just even more from what we said. If we the Rashba, we explain, Val is the love of Loivne, she's in the Parsha. The Rambam learns, the fact that she did Chalitza, she's in the Parsha. And the Maiz, if you read the Rambam, it's before Shazay, the last line. Shekevon shemeis ochi beloivlad, nistalek yisur elva. Take, someone said, take, why? The Rambam normally doesn't say it in his bayi. Here the Rambam has to help Masbir. I'm learning the Gemara that is no love. I'm learning the Gemara that is no love. Not on cold and hot. The Gemara doesn't say, it's no love. So why tak is no ishisach? Bishleim if it's a love, it's a nituk. Bishleim if it's a love, it's a nituk. But if there's no love, zog the Rambam, shekeven shemeis beleibonim, shekeven shemeis beleibonim, pokad ishisach. So it's mevur in the Rambam like the Rashbo. This chelik, I think we mentioned already once, at the beginning of the sukkah. Lam again, is to the second chelik. Frag dich also nicht, how der Rambam kann sagen, die Vre Seifrin? Ar Gemorre steht, Chai Velavim. Chai Velavim. How you can say die Vre Seifrin? Sag dich also nicht, maybe der Rambam means die Vre Seifrin, that it's love, der Reise. No, der Rambam means, it's a klal in der Rambam, everything that comes from a drosche, he calls die Vre Seifrin. You know, Kiddushi Kesef. The Rambam calls it allemal divrei seifrim. Even though the meisters mefurish in the Teire, so the Rambam the Shiroshim, everything that comes from the Droshe, he will call it divrei seifrim. So first I say, so the Chazanish. The Rambam never meant the Rabbonon, the Rambam means the Reise, divrei seifrim, everything that comes from the Droshe, like the Rambam, the first Rambam, Hilchis Ishus, Ha'isha Niknas Bekesef mit Divrei Seifrim, Zog di Kesef Mishne, Vosas mit Divrei Seifrim, Evi Zachto, das ist Droshe, Kesef Mishne hat in Perik Aleph, Hilchis Ishus, Aloche Bey, Aloche Dalet, Aloche Beis, Zog di Kesef Mishne, Evi Droshe is called Divrei Seifrim. It's a shame of Pshat in Rambam, it's a shame of Pshat in Rambam, that it's called Divrei Seifrim, but, the Rambam says Kishnias. What is Kishnias? Kishnias means the Rabbanon. Zog the Chazani is Tov Seifer. Zog the Chazani is Tov Seifer. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Nice, it's a Tov Seifer. It's a mistake. But we have Rav Avrom in Ahar. Zog Rav Avrom in Ahar. I think this ganze Rambam is a Tov Seifer. It's the Reise. It's a mistake. As Rav Avrom in Ahar Zog, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. The problem is that the Mechile, L'chur, this mistake is a mistake, the Zog is a mistake. It's a Mefurash Rambam, an Isur Ebiye, Perek Yud Ches Aloch Edalet. The Rambam speaks on a person that is over Isur Berabona. Habo al Achad min Ashniyes, Kegoin, Habo al Achalutzo, Eino Asuro Leinoso Lemin HaToiro, Kmo Yishe Biyarnu Behilchis Yibum. Perek Yud Ches Misur Ebiye Aloch Edalet. הבוא על השניו, כגוין הבוא על החלוצו, לא יעשו עזוינו, שאינו אסורו להינוסו למן התוירו, כמו שביארנו בהלכס ייבום. So all this הלוך is a mistake? פרק יתחס, מסור הביא הלוך הדלת. So, שייצי דרבון. אין מה לעשות. אלא מה יש עם ספר המצווה, זה רמם מוזמש בידס מצווה. There's no mitzvah of lo yivne. The Ramban in mitzvah yudches, mitzvah ששוחח הרב, he says, ששוחח תומוין לא יבנה. Nicht kein Schacher Rab. Der Rab tak in der Rambam. We don't pass in this Gemara. It's not Leiv. So, noch einmal. We have Divrei Seifrim. We have Kishnias. We have the Rambam. Vag Yuches Misur Ebi Aloche Dalet. Habo al Halutza Lo Yaso Zoyno She'eino Asur Al Inos Min HaToiro Kmoi Shebiarnu Be'il Chizibu. The Rambam Zog Azog. Kmoi Shebiarnu. I'm telling you, it's the Rabbonon. It's not the Reis. And the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Taki doesn't bring down this Mitzvah. So, if the Rabbanon, okay, so we have two elves. Okay, so Avada the Rambam learns the Rabbanon, so he can't learn that it's a nituk. He has to learn that the Yishasar goes off Me'elov. So, now the Shaila is, but the Gemara says, Chai ve'lavi. Lav dafke. But the problem is more from that. Let me learn together and noch a paar shurs in the Gemara, in the Eisvei. The chelik from Yudah Mudbeis, the chelik from Yudalet, we'll see him Rishla, but the chelik from Yudah Mudbeis. And there mefurish in the Gemara that this love is a love. Let me learn the Loshna Gemara. Eisvei Rabbi Yechonon Rishlokish. Hacholetz liyevim toi. Eisvei Rabbi Yechonon Rishlokish. Hacholetz liyevim toi. Vechozar vekitcho. Vemeis. Tzricho chalitza min haachim. צריך חליצה מן האחים. בישלם אל ידידי, דה מן החי ולאבים נינוען דה אחים, היינו צריך חליצה מן האחים. שיש אום יחי ולאבים, so she falls ליבום, she needs חליצה. אלו לדידו חיש לוקיש, that on the אחים שיש בקורס, עמי צריך חליצה. Okay, so לגמור לקרוא את חי ולאבים, already not גשמק. ולתמיך, פרק ריש לוקיש, אין מסייפה, עומד איכו מן האחים וקיצ'ו, if one of the brothers tries to marry her, אין לו לא כלום. ואיחי ולאבים נינו, אמי אין לו לוב כלום. If she's only חי ולאבים, why the brother can't marry her? If she's only חי ולאבים, why the brother can't marry her? אומר רב שישס, you're right, she's a חי ולאבים. סייפה אסון לרב עקיבא, דה אומר, אין קידושין טייפסים מחי ולאבים. תעשי דגימור.
זה גמור בליטן הדין רבי עקיבא לא יקלום, קשה. כן, זה גמור סטאס אנדרי מהלכים. אתם רוצים לעשות צווית החלק, פני סוגים. אבל זה גמור עשה קשה, לפי ריש לוקיש, it says that the brothers can't marry her. It's good. אבל לפי רבי יחנון, why the brother can't marry her? לתאמיך, זאת אומרת רבי יחנון, you know why they can't marry her? לפי רבי עקיבא, you can't marry, חייב אלאבי. לפי הרמב״ם, she's not חייב אלאבי. Which name in the word chayv elavim, you say love dafke, it means that she's also. But the Gemara says that she's such a chayv elavim, that ain kiddushin toifsim lefi rabba kiva v'chayv elavim. And the same Gemara is in that nun beiz and mud beiz, the Gemara says the loshon alibin rabba kiva, ain advorim al nun beiz and mud beiz in the middle, ain advorim alolo amurim elo ledim rabba kiva, shoyo oisa achalutze keerv. Tzvei Gemara is mefurashes, that it's nugget, azay chayv elavim, you say love dafke, means also. But Rabbi Akiva holds ain't kiddushin toifsim mechayv elavim. If it's the rabbanon kiddushin toifsim, it could be machmir with the rabbanon. But kiddushin toifsim. This kasha the lechemishner with the meshmagid mishner nach the keren oiro. All of the achronim ask this kasha. Rabbi Avraham in a hard frek this kasha. It's mamish apelo otzu. So noch abo lomu mesabedus. We have a klore Rambam that is mevuer lehedya in the Rambam. Is mevuer lehedya in the Rambam. On a sofek is mevuer lehedya in the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that the love for Lo Yivne is the love of the Rabbono. It's also Medivre Soifri. It's not Medoy Reise. Kishnias, the Rambam Bayos, the Rambam in Isur Ebiye, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Klo. L'shoynes HaGemore, Chai Velavim, we said it's a Hal B'tzorah. But the Shaila is that the Gemara finishes and she says, Alibi the Rabbi Yechonon, Alibi the Rish Lokish, the brothers cannot marry her, Lafi Rabbi Akiva, because Ein Kiddushin Toifsim B'Chai Velavim. Lashon HaGemara in Daf Nun Beis, Shehoyo Rabbi Akiva Oisei Ha'erve Kechalutza. Chalutza Ke'erve. If she's only with the Rabbonon, why lefi Rabbi Akiva ain't Kiddushin Toifsi? This is the Shverka. So Sido, Apol Mehalchi, if it's Tov Sefer, it's Tov Sefer. Rabbi Avraham now wanted to offer Tov Sefer. We can't share for him Tov Sefer. So we have a Kasha, what's the Pshad in the Rambam? So the first mahalach, the Keren Oiro is Meramis, but Herzach Hain Gutz, Nazei Klo. The Rambam himself, in Pirush HaMishnayis, Lemasechte Yevomis, in Perik Chamishi and Rabban Gamliel, the Rambam answers it. The Rambam says, Shitas Rabakive, that after the Chalitza, she becomes a Erbe. The Ishesach comes back. Shitas Rabakive, שאחר החליצו חויזר האיסור הישסך. לא שנה רמב״ם פירוש המשנייס המסך פרק חמישי משנה פרקים ופרק רבן גמליאל לא גדר רמב״ם משנה בייס גימל דאס רבא קיבה דסביר אלי אין קידושים טייפסים בחליצו סוי לפי שכשחולץ חוזרו ערבו כמו שהויסו קוידם מיסס אוכי די שסך קומס בק זאת אומרת לרבא קיבה הוזה די שסך קומס בק so the Gemara by us is love דווקא she doesn't mean רבא קיבה לשיטוסוי שאין קידוש ותויפסים מחייב אלאבים the Gemara means רבא קיבה that holds that די שסך קומס בק So you're asking a kasha and Rabbi Yechonon, why the brothers cannot marry her? It's only a love. The Torah says, Rabbi Kiva holds the Ishesach comes back. That's a kind of Rambam. Rabbi Kiva l'shitosu ishekeven shecholatz chozro erva k'mo ishehoysa. Zog de Kirenoiro, it's a very nice Torah, but it's a mot nezach. Rabbi Yechonon holds the Ishesach doesn't come back. The Shlokish holds that it comes back. Frank the Shlokish to Rabbi Yechonon, state like me that it comes back, the Ishesach. You know, Rabbi Kiva holds like you. Like Kerenoira, he looked in Holy Vomis, Rabbi Kiva never said it. If it's Chai V'Lavim, it's Gishmak. Zog Rishlok, Rabbi Yechon, and Rishlokish, you write that it's Chai V'Lavim, but Rabbi Kiva holds, Chai V'Lavim is like a Erbe. But if it's not a Chai V'Lavim, so, Rabbi Shlokish asks Rabbi Yechon, Mefurish that the brothers cannot marry the Chalutza. Lefi me it's chorus, it's good. Lefi you it's only a love. So, no, Rabbi Kiva holds like that. לא שזה גמור אתה כן נפנון בייס, שאוי רבי עקיבא אוי סך חלוצה כערבה. מה יוס עושה שאין קידוש עם תאי סמכה ולאבים, זו גם סלאב דווקא. ובוס זה הסבר. So the Kirinayra says, we have the Teretz, we know the answer. Here is the answer. You're asking a question on the Rambam from Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam himself says, Rabbi Akiva holds the Ishesach comes back. But why the Ishesach will come back? Zog de Welt, a Teretz. It's not a machoin in Seir, so it's very close. The Sefer Osher L'Shleima from Shleima Berman. It's in the Kadmoinim of Ne'ahuva. He says a Gvalda Kipshah. It's Rabbi Kiva L'Shitosoi and Daf Mem Dalet. We mentioned this Rabbi Kiva, I think, three times already. All of you saw Daf Mem Dalet. Rabbi Kiva holds Chalitza Kinyan. Rabbi Kiva holds Chalitza Kinyan. The Gemara explains, what is Chalitza Kinyan? If you're Rabbi Kiva, if you make a Chalitza, it's Kielu, you married her and you divorce her. The Gemara wants to say that it could be it's a Isur v'Achoyis Chalutzosi d'Oraisa. Because Achoyis Chalutza, it could be the Gemara wants to say it's only the Rabbanon. But if you're Rabbi Kiva Chalutza, it's Kielu, you married her and you divorced her. How you can marry her? You do a bia, also mechates, you marry a yavama. So there's a kosuv that when you make a bia, the yavama becomes your wife. So normally, if she becomes your wife, and then you need a get. Rabbi Kiva holds by yavama, as they be bia is koine ba'al kolcho, chalitza is koine de yavama. She's a shesish. Just in a second, she becomes ois a shesish. But the Gemara explains in the Memdale that lefi Rabbi Kiva, all of the arayas that you osur on your wife, you osur on the chalutza. Lefi os, it's maybe the rabbanot. It looks like a wife. But if you're Rabbi Kiva, Chalutza Kinyan, asking how it works, it works. Why you don't need a get? It's not just a kasha. You know, even after Bia, the Gemara has a posuk, Melamed Shemegar Shemeget Machziro. You had a Salkedai Toch in Dafches, after Bia, you could do Chalitza. You coin her with Bia, and you divorce her with a Chalitza. So Rabbi Kiva holds Chalitza Kinyan. Right? As I shared in Afnam Dalet. It's Mama, she becomes yours and Gans. No more, she Biyad becomes divorce. If Chalitza is Kinyan, the man is very poshut. We said, there's a posuk, Melamed Shemegarsha Begetu Machzira. Without the posuk, Melamed Shemegarsha Begetu Machzira, what will happen? If I don't have a posuk, Melamed Shemegarsha Begetu Machzira, so what will happen after you divorce her? The Yishisach will come back. Right? We ask the Kasha why. We don't know why. But we said, when the mitzvah finishes, Ois Yevomo, even if the Rashba, the Yishisach comes back. Right? This is the Gemara Nafches. You have to have a posuk melamed shemegarsha begetu machzira. Without the posuk of melamed shemegarsha begetu machzira, without the posuk of melamed shemegarsha begetu machzira, so what would happen? You would divorce her, you would marry her, and you would divorce her, shnei shesach comes back. Right? This is the kasha we said Rabbi Chanan is asking for the beginning of Yevamos. Lefi the Rashba that shesach doesn't come back. Why melamed shemegarsha begetu machzira? Why I need a posuk that I'm allowed to take her back? The Yishisach doesn't come back? This is the kasha we asked. Lefi Rabbi Yechanan. The Yishisach doesn't come back. Why I need a posuk melamed shemegarsha begetu machzira? We answer today by Archove that only calls mashes a Yevama, the Yishisach doesn't come back. When she's ois Yevama, the Yishisach comes back. When she's ois Yevama, the Yishisach comes back. B'meila lefi Rabbi Akiva, chalitza is a kinyan. After the chalitza, she's the ois yevama. So lefi Rabbi Akiva, the yishesach comes back. We hold chalitza is not a kinyan; it's only a loyivne. So she stays a yevama. Rabbi Akiva holds chalitza kiilu you married her and you divorced her. If it's kiilu you married her and you divorced her, so lefi Rabbi Akiva, after the chalitza, we'll put it in Pashto words. After chalitza, you're in a matziv if begarsha beget. Just you don't have the pasuk of nasa ki ishtel lechol davar. We have a gemara that after yibum, eishesach comes back. You don't have to know lomdus. The gemara says in Afches that after yibum, eishesach comes back, yes. No, zegzeres ha-kosuv, ve-lekoch lo ili isho, nasa ki ishtel lechol davar. But without the pasuk, after yibum, eishesach comes back. Ay, it's a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan? It's a kasha. Zog di ha-reh shol shleim, ve-be-meile, dosa di pshat in Rabbi Kiva. This is Rabbi Kiva le-shitosa. Those are the terms of the Rambam. So Einachanami, the Rambam holds the Rabbonon, and the Gemara never meant that it's a lav. The Gemara never meant that it's a lav. The Gemara meant that it's only Isur the Rabbonon. I, the Gemara mentioned that Lefi Rabbi Kiva ain't Kiddushin Toivzim, Rabbi Kiva Leshitosim. This is one terms. Reb Avrom Minahar zokta tzveita terms. Reb Nochem brings Reb Avrom Minahar. Nochem, what is the kasha? The Rambam holds the Rabbonin, and our Gemara state klo that it's Dei Raisa. This is the kasha we're handling, right? And Rambam state Divrei Soifrim, our Gemara state that the love of Lohivn is Dei Raisa. Zog Reb Avrom min Ahar HaTeretz. Listen very carefully. Reb Nochem gemacht ha-yontif from this Reb Avrom min Ahar. I'm only telling you half. Maybe Nochem, if we have time at the end, I'll tell you a different half. It's too oisky cheshmi. We have to sign Gora Balkishan to chaf in the Hemshech. But I'll say the first part. Zog Reb Avrom min Ahar, all of our Gemara is the Libra Rishlokish. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rabbonon. Rishlokish holds the Reise. The Rambam decided that Rishlokish holds the Reise. The Gemara is the Libra Rishlokish. But the Halacha we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rabbonon. So some will be Pirish. See the Rabbonon inside? I'm sure you saw him inside. The Gemara is Rabbi Rishlokish. Even the Gemara spoke like Rabbi Yochanan, she taught like Rishlokish. Rishlokish holds the Reise. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rabbonon. You have such a shver Rambam. The Chazanish says Tov Sofer. Rabbi Avraham Minhar says Tov Sofer. As a nazar mehalach. You know, the Gemara is Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan holds the Reise, the Rabbonon. So you have kashas on the Rambam. How you said it's the Rabbonon? I hold like Rabbi Yechanan. I, the Gemara, said it's the Chayvelavim, Chayvelavim. The Gemara meant like Rish Lakish. It's Chamed Rish Pliya. Zog the Benoch, Rabbi Avraham Minhar learns like Rabbi Baruch Be'er. Rish Lakish learns it's a Nituk. Rabbi Yochanan holds the svare. Rish Lakish holds that it's a nituk. So he needs a pasuk to menatek mikoros lelav. So Rish Lakish needs to learn it's day reise. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yisach falls off me'elov. So he doesn't need to learn that the pasuk is day reise. Maybe he could learn that the pasuk is day rabbonon. And there's a Rabbi Avraham Minhar. Again, why the Rambam decided? He said maybe he was not a gemoris. That meant. But the Yisoy, how you can decide, the Rambam made up, the Gemara says, the Rambam has raised the Rabbonon. You're right, if you're Rishlokish, you need to learn the Reise. Because if we learn it like Reboch Ber, that Rishlokish learned it's a Nituk. So you need a Pasuk. We said, if it's Divrei Soferim, it's no Nituk. Meir, the Gemara, I live with Rishlokish, you need to learn it's the Reise. But Mashiach, the Halochi, we pass it like Rabbi Yechanon, you can learn that it's the Rabbonon. Again, I'm asking that it's Teredik. But Rabbi Avraham Minhar says these words. That the Gemara, that Alim the Rishlokish to be the Reise. Aloha ki Rabbi Yochanan, it could be the Rabbonon. I want to go one more chelik though. If we have time, Nochem has Nochem Cheshbon here. But I want to leave it in the moment. Rav Shach came with a starke kasher. And I think it's a mitzvah gdoila liyashev. I want to say the kasha very close. I don't know, but maybe someone will come with a different talents. Okay. Well, I think the sugi pachas yoyser, so that was a ton, but I think we'll yoyse, yinug, you know, all the cheshbonos in the sugi. We mentioned Rebel Chonon's Mehalach and Dalet Tes, the Imre Moshe, that Rish Lakish holds that lemafreya, if I do chalitza to one, she's the Yevama. If I do Yibum to one, lemafreya, she's the Yevama. We said nishtaze. We said lefi the Rashba, not like that. But Rebel Chonon's Mehalach was what? That if I do Yibum to one, lemafreya, she's the one that had the heter. If I do Chalitza to one, lemafreya, she's the one that had the heter. So we asked the Lomnim Shaila, so why is Bichlal Tzora's Erva? If you marry the Tzora, lemafreya, the Erva Bichlal was not in the Nefile. This was the kasha we were handling yesterday. So, Frekta Rav Shach, that's a good discussion. I think there's no way. Muslim Zarin Rabbi Chonon is not gerecht lechuan. So Rabbi Chonon learns like this. Let me take the Isur Eishesach. No tzores, no nefiles. Rabbi Chonon says like this. Two Yevomas for Leibum, one and two. You do chalitza to this one, lemafreya the heter Eishesach was on this one, and not on this one. Rabbi Yechanan holds, everyone has the heter, it stays lo'ilam. Rish Lakish holds, if in the end you do chalitza, she had the chalitza lo'ilam, if in the end you did chalitza to her, she had the heter lo'ilam. Right? This way, the way everyone is learning Rish Lakish. Maskim? Frank the Rav Shach has a kasha. That's a hand good. It's a gemore and daf tzadik vora mudbeis. Maybe we'll see it together. It's one line. One line. It's such a starke kasha. You think, no, mamish, the Holy Shiva was in front of which mamish girashed on this kasha. Look, daf tzadik vora mudbeis. The first bigger line. It's a simple kasha, such a simple kasha. Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, the first bigger line. The halacha is like this. Yibum could only do a godel, right? Cotton cannot do yibum. Everyone knows that. Cotton abo al aktano te gadlenu. Godel abo al aktano, cotton abo al aktano, te gadlenu. You have a yevom, azog de mishne. Ben teish ha-shonim ve-yemechot, shebo al yevim toy. A kid 9 years old made a beer with the yevom. Vemeis. And he died. So now, what she does, she can't do Yibum to the other brother, because already it's a Bia Psula, so she does Chalitze to the second brother. Choyletzes v'lei misyabemes. This is the Mishnah. We need this line. Again, you had a Yevama. There are two brothers to make Yibum. One is 9 and one is 20. The one of 9 made a beer with her. It doesn't help. So even if he dies, if he grows, so he stays with her. The best thing, to get Lenu. If he dies, so she has to go to the other one. She can't do beer to the other one because he passed her, so she does Chalitza. No? Frek the Rav Shach, if she will do Chalitza to the second one, so we'll find out that who was the Yavam now? Him. So what she did yesterday, she was over Isur Kores. So how she's allowed to do Chalitza? She will have Aveira. She has to stay like this. She stay Aguna all of her life. If she does Chalitza now, Lefi Rebel Chonon is Nisbara that he's the Yavam. So she never had a Heter Eish Asach. Why not? Try to think a second. Take a second. Every three brothers. One does chalitza, so the other two are out. Very good. So okay, if it's very good, Shani Mikach Shlishi Ubo. They make a yibum to him. Over here, Rebbe Chanan explained. Two brothers are standing. If one does chalitza, is misbarer that he had the heter and not the other one. This is the reason if Yiresh Lokish the Ishasach comes back. If we're learning Lemafreya, not if we're learning Mikam Velehabo. If we're learning Lemafreya, so b'meile, if the other brother does chalitza, he's the only one. If he's the only one, the first one was nothing. He did a beer. We're learning Mikan Velehaba, we said today with Reb Nochem. Aber Lefi Reb Elchanan is one Zike. Just we don't know who it is, Lefi Reish Lakish. The one that doesn't get it, gets it. But Mele, if the first one did beer, so normally if the first one does beer, he's going. Or we tell him, Kotna Bo Alaktano, to get lit. Here we have a chetim that the Scot didn't manage to get little. So the other brother comes into the picture. So the mele, okay, the little kid machmish toisa, but the lady, she was over chorus. She's not allowed to do chalitza. She has to prefer to stay aguna all of her life and not to have aveira yesterday. If she will stay aguna all of her life, so the mele, she will never over isur eishesach. Now that she will do chalitza, she'll be over lemafrei isur eishesach. What does matter her to do chalitza? From here it's Muchach Rav Shach said that it's not Lemafreya. There's no tzad in the world to say Lemafreya. So there's a Mefurash in Mishneh, the Mishneh has to go Sai Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, Sai Lefi Reish Lakish. Lefi what we said today, Chodesh in the Rash, Mo Lefi Reb Nochem, we said it's not Lemafreya Take. Everyone had a Heter. After the Chalitza, all of them are out of the picture, Chutz from the one that has the Lo Yivne. So Chodesh Lefi the Rash, Mo Lefi the way we're learning now, it's Nishvel. But if we want to learn like Rebel Chonon, Frek the Rav Shach, what is the Pshat? I'll tell you, I remember it was a Bach. I don't remember Klo, I didn't want to say it. I remember it was there was a Bach that was yelling then to Rav Shach, and he was saying something similar to what you're saying, but a shtickle anders. He told Rav Shach, but it's a mitzvah to do chalitza now. She is a mitzvah. Shal of Chalitza is a mitzvah now. So if it's a mitzvah, now a person can't say, I'm not doing a mitzvah because tomorrow I'll have aveir. Too bad, you have to do a mitzvah, so it's nefesh. Even then you will have aveir. And Rav Shach closed the Gemara and said, Shigandi.
Fine, very good, but what was that beer? What happened with that beer? Yeah.